I at 8:15. I apologize. It was a mistake on my part. Okay. Anyway, so we're starting a brand new sugya. This is one of the most famous sugyas. I'm not sure how much I want to do it because there's this giant Rashi that looks so scary, and this giant Tosfos that looks so scary. I don't know. Let's try. We'll see what we can do without getting into these giant marmikaimis. Okay. So the Mora says, Lo areya shor kareya mave. My kamar. Okay. Well, starting easy. What's the question, my kamar? What's the Gemara's question? That's an easy question.
The machlokas.
Okay. You know it. What simple pshat in my kamar?
Which one is more pashup shot?
My cover, simply speaking, means that what does it say?
Right.
In the interpretation.
Simple shot, the words my cover means, what do these words mean? What are you talking about? You're rambling. Saying lo array, like what in the world does that have any meaning, significance, purpose? What are you saying? What does this words mean? Right, my comer, what are you saying? Right? That's who holds that way since Kastaiva's apparently saying that this lo array cannot mean like it means other way in Shas. I'm not such a bucky in Shas. And therefore, right, that's the bottom Tosfos. My comer. Yishim that amati the frushe high lo array kishar called Irish Vishas. Because in our place, the lo array does not fit in. Does not mean the same as it means everywhere else in Shas. Kometame, my kamar. So that's why I think where's the question, my kamar. Okay. Rashi says, my kamar, lamale the mitne cloud. So how is Rashi learning my kamar? What?
That you know what's pshal, but just you think it's unnecessary.
Right. It sounds like. In other words, Rashi doesn't say that the question is, we don't know what these words mean. Rather, the question is that I know what the words mean. I just don't understand why you're saying it. What is your agenda? What is your purpose? And it's a very, very different shot than Tosfos in the Kasha. Tosfos Kasha is, what does the words mean? The words have no meaning. And according to Rashi, the pshat is we know what your words mean, but we don't understand why you're saying it. Now, let's see, Shamir shaking his head. So let's see how smart you are, but what difference does that make in the scheme of things, in the sugya?
Well, again, simply speaking, Rashi doesn't like how Tosfos seems to be bothered that as far as, like, what does it mean, it makes sense what it means. It's saying that the milo that this has, the other one doesn't have, and the milo that I have, the other one doesn't have.
You know, okay, but I have the most radical, revolutionary change in the sugya based on this machlokes, but let's see for a second. I don't know if it's right or not, but it might be right. If it's right, it's amazing. What is the Gemara answer? Amar Azvid Mishmei de Rava. Now, okay, that's a little problem on me, but what can I do? But it's Amar Azvid Mishmei de Rava. Okay, Gemar. Lich le Rachman ahada v'teisi idach minei. Hader Amar, hader mehader lavasi. So the Razvid in the name of Rava says that the Mishnah is asking a question, is trying to answer a question. Why did the Torah have to write all four of it? It should have written just one, and then I would know the rest. Then the Gemara next line is my Kamar, the next line of the Mishnah. Again, Rav Misharish Mishmei the Rava, also Mishmei the Rava, Hochi Kamar. Lich le Rachmana Tarti, v'tei zei idach minayu. You write two, and we'll learn out the rest. Okay. So the Mishnah is bothered by an issue. The Torah could have written, why did Torah have to write all four of his? The Torah doesn't have to write all four. Torah could have just written two, and we would know the rest. Okay, so what does the Mishnah answer? Because it needs all four, because you can't learn one from the other, because there are perchas. Amar Rava, the kulu gishad is bor benayu asi kulu b'matzad. That be carrot. Now let's leave out carrot for a second. So Rava is saying that even though the Mishnah is coming, simple reading of the Gemara, even though the Mishnah is coming to answer the question, Mishnah is asking a question. Why did Torah write all four? And the Mishnah answers that because there are perchas. But the truth is, that's not a good answer because it doesn't answer the question. Because that only answers why you couldn't learn out from Shur and Mavet. But if you would learn out from a different side of Shavah, with Bor and Chan Hanuch, then you could have learned out the other ones. So even though the Gemara does not, the answer the Mishnah gives for the question is not a good answer. If the Mishnah's answer to the question is not a good answer, so what is the true reason why the Torah wrote all four? So if we skip in the Gemara, I just want to skip just to get to the point. The Gemara says that I'm skipping a few lines. Just at a my hilchos of kasvina rachmana. Why did Torah write all four? The hilchos say to tell you the different halachas. Okay, so that's a Gemara, and I skipped a few lines. So again, the Gemara is saying that the reading of the Mishnah is. The Mishnah is answering a question, why the Tana, the Pasuk, wrote all four. The Mishnah is answering the reason why the Torah wrote all four is because there are these pirchas. Rava comes along and says that really the truth is that's not a good answer because you could have still learned out, except for Karen, but the other ones the Torah didn't have to write. So you still didn't answer the question, why did the Torah have to write all four? It could have just gotten away with three or two, and there's four v'chan me'anuch, and maybe Karen too, but definitely didn't have to write all four. So the answer that the Mishnah gives to the question is not a good answer. And what's the right answer is a different answer, that the Torah had to write it because each of has its own unique halachas. Okay, that's the Gemara. So what is the most obvious, blatant, amazing question on the Gemara?
Arguing with the Mishnah?
Yeah. In other words, the Mishnah goes ahead and asks a question and gives an answer and comes along Rava, who's an Amora, not a Tana, and he says the Mishnah's answer is not good because the Mishnah asks a Kasha, Lifter Rachmana, Tar Devites, Ida Minayo, and the Mishnah answers, Hada Mitar Devawasi, that's the second line of Gemara. And Rava says, that's not true. So the Mishnah's answer is not a good answer. The real answer is something else.
Is that worse because Rava's the one who said Pshat in the Mishnah also?
I'm getting there. So it's a plea atzuma, Pashas. How can Rava, he seems to say the Mishnah that gave an answer, it's not a good answer. So what's the normal answer to this question?
It's a normal answer.
What's the normal answer?
That's really what the Mishnah means.
It's 1 second. Well, that's what they're knowing. The name of the Taisus. People have to know your Taisus.
The Torah.
Taisus says on that base of an hour, he basically seems to ask this Kasha. And he says, Yagdil Tarvi Adir. Yagdil Tarvi Adir. That the Mishnah gave a bad answer. But in the process, it's Yagdil Torah. It makes a whole kupo. Can you learn out? Can't you learn out? So it's Yagdil Torah v'yadir. Now, obviously, that answer of Tisus, we're not coming to argue with Tisus, but it is about as radical It was one of those answers that Rashiva would say that if I would say this, they would throw me out of the base marriage.
But Rabbi, which Tosfos?
It's Tosfos on the base of an Aleph, Divrei Maskil below Zev is that. It Tosfos at the end says, before it says on Hey Amit Bey, about three lines in the bottom. So it's the most wild thing. The Mishnah asks the Kasha. The Mishnah for Yagdil Torah V'Adir says an answer that's not a good answer. And the real answer he doesn't give you. You know, that's Yagdil Torah V'Adir. Why wouldn't it be Yagdil Torah V'Adir to tell me the real answer? The real answer we're not interested in. Yagdil Torah V'Adir to tell you an answer that doesn't work. And we just leave up in the middle that the answer doesn't work. Right? It's such a strange thing. But listen, Tosfos says it, I can't help it. You know, we can't argue with Tosfos. But it's definitely a very, 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 and a few more varies. One of the most strangest Tosfos you find. The Mishnah actually asks the Kasha and gives an answer that's not true. And if the Mishnah itself would keep through the Cheshbon, you would realize it's not true. The Mishnah just stops in the middle. You know, it's like going and then it gets to the bridge when a bridge comes to an end and then it just stops, you know. And then the real answer, if the Mishnah would have said, and therefore it's not true, and it would have come back and said the right answer, okay, that I hear is Yagdil Torah V'Adir. You go through, the first you go through the wrong answer, and then you explain why it's wrong, and then you tell me the right answer. But you say the wrong answer, and you don't bother to tell me why it's wrong, and you don't bother to tell me the right answer. It's very, very, very strange.
Rabbi, I'm not sure what we're calling this right or wrong answers. The Mishnah is going through for what reason you can't learn out one from one, and then for what
reason. You're saying, why can't you learn out? It's according to the Gemara, the second question is, Lichle Brahmana Tardi, write two and learn out the other ones from there. That's the Mishnah's question. Why did the Torah have to write three? Litle Rachmana Tardi, Vitedach Idach Minayim. And Rava says that they never succeeded in answering that question because you could have written Bor V'chad Mehanach and you would have succeeded in learning them out. So the question that the Mishnah is asking, they would not have succeeded of answering, right? That's in the Gemara. It's one of these plia plia tzumas. But what can you do? That's what Tosfos says, and that's okay.
Maybe okay.
But the million-dollar shaila is okay. Tosfos says it, but only Tosfos says it. Rashi doesn't say it. So we don't know. Does Rashi have to say also like Tosfos? Because listen, obviously there's no other answer. If there was a better answer, Tosfos would have given a better answer. Or is there a way that Rashi can have a better answer? Right? That's already $1 million shaila. So there's absolutely no, I don't know in Rashi, in reading the Rashi in the Gemara, Rashi doesn't relate to this question. I don't see him at all relating.
But Lichter Rachman Atarti, Rashi says Dafka like Shorum Abba specifically, no? It's like the mission never brought up where.
That's when it starts.
So that would hold, that holds true even after Bor plus one.
I don't know. The same question, though, but you're asking like two.
So right not, but those two, you talk against.
Okay, but so what? The reason why you're asking to write those two is because your father, by wanted to write it. So then, what's the difference? Those two are different, too. So who said something? Someone said, Chesky Brigida, I think, said something. What did Chesky Brigida say?
Wasn't me.
Wasn't you? I think it was. Well, I'll tell you, it was where your name is now on the screen. Maybe it's a gray. I don't know. Someone moved. The screen keeps on moving. Said that the normal way how can we can answer this question? According to Rashi, again, what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's question was, okay, let me start with another piece of information. Okay, let's stop. Let's keep it going. So the Taivis is very strange. So there is, I believe, a Panamiris, which tries to make Taivis not as strange as it seems, to make it a little bit better. And he says as follows. He says, the Maisa, there are four Ovis Nezikim. And the Ovis have different Hilchoseim. So at the end of the day, it's very important to know which Tolda fits into which Ov, right? If there would be no Hilchoseim, so it'll be irrelevant because we don't care which Tolda you're in because all Ovis have the same Halachas. But since every Ov has its own unique halacha, it's very important to know what is the defining characteristic of each Ov. So the Panamira says as follows, that the Tana played a trick, according to Tysis. It asked a bad question, and it gives answers. But the reason is because it was an educational technique, because the answers that they gave serve a function. In other words, I ask a question, why did Torah write all four? The real answer is Hilchoseim. But meanwhile, the Talmidim didn't know that was the real answer, or the Tana may believe that that's not the real answer. And he said, well, because you can't learn out, because there's Pirchas. Now, those Pirchas are very important, because at the end of the day, when we have to define what makes something a boar, what makes something an age, what makes something, we use those parachutes. So it was an educational technique that sometimes the answer was better than the question, so to speak. He was asking the question, not because really the question is a good question. The question is a bad question. But the answer that he's giving to the question is important to know. So it was just it's like almost like a memory aid, a way to help the Talmidim remember the Hilchos, the characteristics of the of each of. That's what the Panamira says. Right? Yeah. Say that again.
This is to defend Tosos.
This is to defend Tosos, but he said.
And so that fits into
anything in Rashi. I left off Rashi. What?
That fits into was it Torah Lahagdil or?
Yeah, no, the Maisa, they're asking a question with they're giving the wrong answer. So that's Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. But it's explaining why is a Yagdil Torah V'Yadir? Why? What kind of Yagdil Torah V'Yadir is this? Why is it Yagdil Torah V'Yadir to have a pupil on something that's not true? So he says, because this answer is so yesoidistic, so that's why it's Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. You're pointing out information that it's so important for us to know. So that's the Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.
And when we say Rashi, we're saying the lack of Yagdil Torah V'Yadir.
I'm talking Tosfos. I made a mistake. I didn't want to bring in Rashi yet. We're talking Tosfos. According to Tosfos, Tosfos says that the Tana asked Akasha, he gave a bad answer. The reason why he did it is Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Fragged everyone a question, why is it, what kind of Yagdil Torah V'Yadir? Imagine if in Shir, I give a test, you know, in high school, you write a test, and a kid writes the wrong answer, and then you come to him and say, you know, you wrote the wrong answer. Yeah, I know, but I did a Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. You know, like you throw him out. You know, what kind of, you know, right, tell me the, don't Yagdil Torah, tell me the right answer. Don't Yagdil Torah, tell me the wrong answer. So answers upon Amiris, because in this particular case, it was very important to know the wrong answer, because the wrong answer was a vehicle to convey to you major information. Now, it could have been that information otherwise, but this was it's a trick. It's a memory aid. It makes it easier. It makes it more geschmack. It made it that he wanted to convey the the nuances, the differences between each of, why each of has, you know, what makes each of unique. So he did it by saying, well, let's figure out if the Torah wrote one, could you learn out the other? And that's what, that gets you thinking, well, what makes each one different? And what are the chumras and what are the kulas? So he asked the question, not because it's a good question, but the like we say, the answer is better than the question. The question is really a bad question. And he doesn't even have to answer the question because there's a different answer to answer the question. And his answer doesn't even succeed in answering the question. But the answer was better than the question. The answer conveyed to us major information. So therefore, the Tana wrote it because he wants to convey this major information. That's the part of me here.
And you need that Mishnah to teach us the reason.
No, he's not trying to fit into the Gemara. He's just saying no. He wasn't fitting that into the Mishnah. He was just saying that the Tysis who says that it's Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, that's why it's Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. Why the Tana did such a thing? He's not trying to fit into the Gemara. That's not the point of the year is his agenda.
I was just listening to a recording of Rabbi Grumblat. That he said that the Rosh Shiva said some like Yisod on Chinuch like three times. He heard him say it three different times, and he said it a certain way. And every single time, the Rosh Shiva got hawked up and got asked the same question, and then he had to quantify it the same exact way. So Rabbi Grumblat said, "What's pshat that the third time the Rosh Shiva said it the same way as the first two times? He knew he was going to ask the same question, so he said the same answer. He said that he wanted it to be given over, that it's so important, so he said the same mistake twice to make sure that it was given over." Importance.
I know exactly the same, but you know, there's
a similar
Shiva. Yeah, I sure like the guys. You know, there is such a thing. You want to get the guys excited and questioning and thinking. Okay, right. Okay, anyway, that's it. So let's get back now. So that's Pashib Shah and the Gemara.
Why doesn't answer our question that Tosa is arguing with the Gemara?
That's what Tavis says. He's not arguing. Tavis says that's how Tavis explains the Gemara. Okay, but it doesn't, he's not trying to fit that into the words of the Gemara, he's just saying that the Mishnah asks a question. According to Tavis, the Mishnah's question is, why didn't the Torah write two? And you know, it's still very daifik, because you still have to say that the Tana asks a question, and he didn't give the right answer to that question, but he gave the wrong answer to that question, and he left out the right answer.
But by writing the wrong answer, it teaches us what totals fit into which of, and it's okay, Kel Hussein.
That's what Tysa says. That's what the Panamira says, John and David. But I would still say, you know, with the Rashiva's words, that if I would say it, they would throw me out of the Yeshiva, because still you're saying that the Tana asked a question, and he gives an answer to that question that's not a good answer, and he doesn't tell you the right answer. Now, he had an agenda. He had a reason why he did it. It wasn't just stam for no reason. He had a purpose, but still, it's very, very strange. You ask a question, and you don't give the right answer. You ask a question, and you leave it schwer. You give it half an answer, and then when the going gets, you know, when the going gets hard, so you just blank off the screen, you know, so to speak. You just, you know, the computer goes blank when, you know, they get stuck, because the mission goes through the cheshbon of write this and write this and write this. And then you get to the next step, which they have no answer, so they just stop, you know? That's what the Mishnah did. It just went blank. Binyamin Simon, this is for you. When I was a boy, and the World's Fair. I don't know, what year was the World's Fair in New York? Anyone know? I don't remember.
1964.
64. So they had the future, and they had a computer, future computer, and you could play tic-tac-toe against the computer. And there's a trick in tic-tac-toe. If you go certain places, you automatically win. If you do whatever, and that's the other. And I was going to
enforce the cats.
I was going to win the computer. I'm sorry, the computer was dumb. It wasn't a smart computer. And then the computer screen went blank. I mean, before I won. So that's what the Mishnah does, according to Tysis. The Mishnah asks a question, write two, and then you don't need it. And it tells you which two. Okay, what about the other two? We need that, we go blank. we don't discuss that. You know, and the real answer we don't say. It's like a very, very strange Mishnah. So I'm the Panamiris makes it somewhat better, but it's still very, 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 very strange. Okay, anyway, this is the Pashup Shot. This is, you know, we have to always know Pashup Shot. But now for our little bit interesting shot. So what can we say according to Rashi?
Rabbi, according to Rashi, it would the Chora seem that that was the Gemara's question on the Mishnah itself. Meaning, Lamale Lamisne Klaw, what do you mean, Lamale Lamisne? We need to know for what reason you can't learn out one from the other. What was.
I don't know. Not sure. I don't know if I agree with you, but let's see. Let me hear something else.
I'm a little confused structurally. We've tried to fit into Tosos that says, Yagdil Torah of Yadir, that's on Daf Beis. And now we're trying to using Rashi on Daf Hey.
I'm just saying. I'm saying. I'm starting fresh. We said over how Tysis on Daf Hey understands the Gemara on Hey Amid Beis. There's a tremendous kasha on Hey Amid Beis, which is blatant. It stares you in the face that the Gemara says that the Mishnah is asking a question, and then Rava comes along and says that the answer is not a good answer. And what is the right answer? Something else. So it's a plia atzuma she'en kamayo that Rava is saying that the Mishnah made a mistake. So Tysus says on that base that the Mishnah didn't on purpose made a mistake because of Yagdil Torah. And the Panamiris explains what's the great Yagdil Torah because time is fair. What kind of Yagdil Torah is that? Where is it? Why isn't Yagdil Torah the same mistakes? So he says because it was a way of verbalizing information which is important to know. Okay, so that's Tysus' Shita, that the Mishnah asks a question, the Mishnah gives a wrong answer, it gives an answer that doesn't succeed in answering the question, it left out the right answer, which is extremely, extremely difficult, and my very limited Bikias and Shas, which is almost zero. I don't know of anywhere else that we say such a thing, that the Mishnah asks a question and gives the wrong answer and left out the right answer. I'm not familiar that we ever say such a thing. I didn't see anyone else quoting any references, Yagdil Torah v'Yadir and anywhere else in Shas. And it did it because of an ulterior motive. But okay, if it's good enough for Tysus, it's good enough for me. That's Tysus. I'm just questioning if there's another possible mahalif that you could say. And obviously, to stop to say another possible mahalif, then we're arguing with Tysus. We're going to stop arguing with Tysus. But what I'm thinking that maybe based on this machlokes, Rashi and Tysus in the opening line of the Gemara, could result in the machlokes and the conclusion. Let's figure this out. In other words, according to Rashi, what was the Gemara's kasha? Maika Omar. What's the question? We said, what's the Gemara's question? Which means someone says very nicely, means the Gemara has no problem what these words mean. The Gemara just says, why'd you have to write it? Right? That's the only problem. Why'd you write it? So comes along Rami Sharshom and Mishmei the Rava and says of Shat, because they're trying to answer a question of why did the Torah? Why did the Torah have to write all four? Then Rava says, no, that's not a good answer because you could have learned from four. Hi, so why did the Torah have to write all four? The Hilchoseim.
Rabbi, what is the consensus on Yishmei Rava, and then we respond with Rava?
One second, please. Let me try. The Torah had to write all four for Hilchoseim. Torah had to write all four to Hilchoseim. Now that the Torah had to write all four to Hilchoseim, says upon him, Iris, once you tell me Hilchoseim, so it's very important to know what defines each of. Yeah, so now what can we say for Rashi?
Oh, in the answer, in the Maskana?
Yeah.
He fits into Kehel Hossein pretty well.
Yeah, okay, but what's it, at the end of the day, if I would ask, in other words, the question is, according to Rashi, Lama Leina Mitne Klau. So what's the answer, according to Rashi, Lama Leina Mitne?
To know what the Todas are, and know the specific halachas, to know what the Todas.
To know, like the Pranami Iris, to know what the rabbit, which of fits in which Toda, right? Which means, Pashtus, according to Rashi, at the end of the day, we don't need, once we say Hilchoseim, we don't need Amar Rabbi Sharash Mishmei the Rava anymore, right?
It's Rava, it's all Rava.
I know. I know. I said it's a slight problem, but okay.
So I'm trying to understand, what does it mean when it says Mishmei Rava and responds?
I mean, you're going to get in a lot of trouble as to what the other, what are the, whatever that Tartsum is answering, how did he understand why?
No, we're saying like this. The Gemara, we're saying as follows. This isn't the structure. I think it's pretty nice. According to Tysis, these words make no sense. The only person who gave a valid explanation of what the words mean was Mishar Shemishmei de Rabba. So obviously you cannot say at the end of the day, there's another pshat, because if there's another pshat, then the Gemara should have had to come back and explain what the words mean. But according to Rashi, we knew what the words meant even before Mishar Shemishmei de Rabba. Now, what did we think the words meant before Mishar Shemishmei de Rabba? We thought the words meant that the Stam, that the Tana is just explaining what the chumras of each of is. So, well, you could say that at the end of the day, there's really two answers in the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha, my Kamar, Lomaleta Mitne Klau, why does the Tana bother telling me this, that there are chumras? First answer, Ramishar Shemeshmei the Rava says, because there's a question, write two, and then I could have known the others. So why did Torah have to write all four? Comes along Rava himself later and says that that's not a good shot, because that really, that the Tana did not succeed in answering the question. Now maybe Ramishar Shama Rava did not agree that you could learn from Bor V'chadehano. He didn't agree with that. He thought that just like you can't learn, there's a pircha, if you have all these two. So he thought, he obviously felt that you can't learn from Bor V'chadehano. But comes along Rava, and he's arguing with Ramishar Shama Rava, right? He's arguing with himself. He's changing his mind, so to speak. And he's saying, you know what? I made a mistake, because you could learn from Bor V'chadehano. So then what's Chan in the Mishnah? Because the whole purpose is everything has Hilchoseim, and we have to know where they fit in and which. That's why it's Lamaleta Mitni, since each one has their Hilchoseim. So that's why Lamaleta Mitni. So at the end of the day, in Rashi, if the whole Kasha was only Lamaleta Mitni, then saying Hilchoseim answered that question. I think it makes sense. According to Tysus, the question was much more than Lama Leila Mitni. The question is that these words don't make any sense. So saying Hilfa Seyem does not make the words make any sense. So therefore, Taivas is stuck. The Gemara asks the Kasha, what do these words mean? We don't find anywhere in Shas and Lo Arei what they mean. The only possible explanation, Rabbi Sharshan and Rava gave a possible explanation. There's nowhere in the Gemara that the Gemara gives a different explanation. So obviously the Gemara is not falling off. You can't say that Rava is falling off, because then he would be, if he fell off from his first explanation, he would have been obligated to give a new explanation. Therefore, Taita says, even though Rava slugs himself up, but the Mishnah was Yagdut Arviyadir.
How do you know what's a new explanation and what's
but according to Rashi, the Gemara has a valid explanation. Haraya, according to Rashi, the Gemara doesn't ask what does the words in the Mishnah mean. The Gemara doesn't ask such a question. Why not? Apparently, the Gemara knew what the words in the Mishnah could mean. They knew that the Mishnah could be saying, just time, I want to tell you what the different chumras that each one has. The Gemara knows what the words mean. The Gemara's only problem is there's no purpose. Well, who cares what the chumras are? What do we care? So Rishar Shemarava says, I'll tell you why we care, because it answers the kasha, why the Torah had to write all of them. At the end of the day, when the Gemara says Hilcha Seyem, so there's another, that's a different answer to the question. So you could say that when at the end of the day, Rava is giving, he's not only slugging up his first answer, but he's giving a second answer. So Rava is simultaneously, when Rava says it's a little chaser, I agree, but it's not, I definitely a little chaser. But it's when Rava first says that you can learn, the question is learn out both. Then Rava says, the kud gishar this poor be now, I'll say kud me hamatzinu, means I have charapta from what I said, because it's not true. And in amai hilkos of kasvin rachman and hilkos sayim, and now it's self understood the answer to my question. My question is, if there's a hilkos sayim, then of course you have to be the mitnei. Well, there's nothing to talk about, because you got to know which ones fit into which hilkos sayim. So it's a possibility, according to Rashi, to have a much, I would think it's a much easier pshat than Gemara, that you don't have to say Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. No, maybe it's a possible thought.
Rebbe's comfortable with that, despite the fact that it's the same person, same Rava.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not the one to judge, but it seems to me that Yagdol Torah V'Yadir is such a strong daichik, such a wild daichik, that the Mishnah said something that's not true. Was Kovea wrote in the Mishnah something that's not true? The Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. You know, I would think Yagdol Torah V'Yadir is the right emet. No, Yagdol Torah V'Yadir, we wrote something that's not true. And that's like so strange. Even with the bottom here is his answer that there was an agenda, because by discussing saying something that's not true, you got to some nugget of truth. But Nemaisa, you said something that wasn't true. You asked the question and you gave an answer, which is a sheker answer. And you, because your answer was, if the Torah wrote two, you couldn't learn off the others, and it's not true. And that's Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. Yagdol Torah V'Yadir, to write something that's not true. It's like, you know, this way, okay, and say Rava changed his mind. I don't know, it never happens that someone changed his mind. So Rava had a first shot. Misharsha Mishmei the Rava quoted Rava in his youth said this shot in the Mishnah. And then Rava came back later and said he slugged himself up. I don't know, is that the worst?
According to the way I'm understanding.
I would agree with you, Rabbi Shamir, it's not beautiful. That it would have been so much nicer if we would change the Gerasa and make it Rava instead of Rava, you know, but I don't do those things. But maybe someone will find it in one of their Ksav Yads or something. But okay, but that's, yes, it's definitely not the most, and it's also somewhat chaser that Rava never speaks out the Feirish And this answers the original question. You know, I agree. It's somewhat chaser in the Gemara, but I still would think that it's a major improvement. It's like, you know.
Don't we have the same question? According to our understanding of Rashi, it's the Maskana, it's Rava that's saying Kehel Hussein, which doesn't fit as well into the Mishnah, because the Mishnah is trying to say we don't learn from one to the other.
No, we're saying like this. It's saying at the end of the day, we're dropping that svara. That's what I'm trying to say. That at the end of the day, Rava is throwing out Rava. He's dropping it completely. The Mishnah.
That's what the Mishnah said.
No, the Mishnah doesn't say a word about learning one from the other. That was from Misharsha, which made the Rava said that's what the Mishnah is trying to do. But it's not explicit in the Mishnah. It's Meduyak and Rashi that the Gemara had a different understanding of the Mishnah without it. Because Rashi, again, that's where someone said that Diyak. I didn't even say it. Someone else said it. But I agree with them. That according to Rashi, if the Gemara asks Lama Lita Mitni, that means that the Gemara has a reading. They just don't know why you said it. Which means what? Now the reading was not what Rameshar Shama Rabba said, because that was Rameshar Shama Rabba comes later. So that means that there's a valid, that proves that there's a way of reading the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is not coming to say, why did the Torah write them? That was only, the Gemara was very happy with another reading in the Mishnah. The Gemara was very happy that the Mishnah is just saying, this has this Chumrah, and this has this Chumrah, and this has this Chumrah. Lo roi zek and roi zek. This one has one chumrah, and this one has a different chumrah. That's a simple reading, and the Gemara is happy with it. The Gemara doesn't ask my Gemara, according to Rashi. The Gemara's only problem is, why are you telling me what everyone's chumrahs are? Who cares what everyone's chumrah is? So the Gemara, so Rav Amar Misharsha Rava says, because, you know, it's going to answer a very important question, because there's a kasha on the Mishnah. Why did the Tana, why Akasha and the Torah? But Gemara comes up with the answer, says Hilchaseim, then there's a different reason why the Tana have to write it. So now we could very, very easily completely drop Mermishar Shemishmei the Rabbah, point to Rabbah, who says that it's not true. So he says that's not right, Shah in the Mishnah, and he drops it. Now it would be much nicer if we changed the Gersa. But okay, so we won't change the gears. We'll just say Rabbi Anna Karata.
Rashi and the Mishnah happens to, I guess we could say, just going like the Havamin of the Gemara, but Rashi and the Mishnah says, Klomer ikas of Rechman Asher lo nafik mavamine.
Yeah, okay. That's true. I didn't remember that. Where is this Rashi? Klomer ikas of Rechman Asher lo nafik mavamine. Okay, you're right. That adds to my daichik. But again, it isn't the end of the world, because there is a klodim of Rashi. They bring the klodim of Rashi, the Yad Malachi. We did it in Shir sometimes. The Yad Malachi says that Rashi on the Mishnah always explains according to the simple pshat on the Mishnah, the Avamin of Pshat Mishnah. Even in the Maskana, it's not true. So it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of the world, because that was the first shot. That was the first shot that Rava said, which means that's the easier shot. So that's the easier shot, the first shot. So Rashi's allowed to explain with the first shot. But okay. But
I'm trying to understand the contrast between Rashi and Tosfos. I think I understand what you're saying in Rashi, that we have this reading of the Mishnah that this has this chumrah, this has this chumrah, but who cares? So then we could say pshat number one is, therefore I can't learn one from the other. Pshat number two is, this is how do you categorize them, l'hil chosayan. What is it, but in Tosfos, so Tosfos are saying, Tosfos doesn't know how to read it.
Right.
So just, what does that mean, Tosfos doesn't know how to read it?
Tosfos felt, I don't, this reading, that the Mishnah is just listing chumras, according to Tavis, that's not a valid reading. It doesn't fit into the words of Lo Harei. I don't know if Tavis is Bikias and Shas. Tavis felt that the Gemara had a kasha, Maika Omar, which means that the question is that there's no reading. And whenever
he doesn't know what the words mean, like he needs an art scroll.
Doesn't know. Yes, that's what it means. He doesn't know what the words mean because the words don't read. They don't. They're gibberish. You're saying that. So if the Gemara at the end is coming up with a new reading that they didn't know before, then the Gemara should have had to speak out. This is how you read the Mishnah. You know, the Gemara, and there's Taibis, for some reason, I don't have enough Bikiyas. Taibis says it's Bikiyas with Lo Haray and Shas is. But Taibis is saying that the question is the words don't read. So if the words don't read, then the Gemara at the end is explaining, is giving a new translation of the words. First, we have to know why the Gemara thought it didn't read, if at the end it does read. I don't know if you can do that. But second of all, even if you could do that, then it needs the Gemara should have to speak out. Someone should have
to. But the Gemara's first answer is to read it like Rashi?
No. According to Taibis, they never read like Rashi.
Even in the first answer?
Yes.
In the Gemara's first answer, there's still a difference between Rashi and Tosfos?
No. But the difference is, that according no, they're the same. But the difference is that according to Taibis, that goes into the words in the Mishnah. And according to Rashi, I'm not sure if it goes into the words in the Mishnah. It's just there's an understood question. According to Rashi, there's an understood question, and the Mishnah is coming to answer that question. According to Taibis, the words of the Mishnah are answering that question. The Mishnah is like asking that question. Those are the words. That's what the words mean. The words mean the question. I think it could be there is a difference. It's like the question is somehow in those words.
In Tosfos, the Gemara is functioning to give a reading. Therefore, it needs to be spelled out. Essentially, the Chosar problem is much. It magnifies. It makes it an unbudgeable Chosar problem. Saying that the second shot is another reading. What do you mean? You're telling me a new reading that you need to tell me.
Right, because they have a mean that you couldn't read it. So what happened in the Maskan and why now all of a sudden we can read it? The Hamina couldn't read the words. The words that they didn't jive. They don't fit. They don't read. So the Maskana have to tell me a reading. According to Rashi, the words read fine. We know how to read the words. We only don't feel there's a need. So once at the end, there's an obvious, there's a need because of Hilpaseim, so it's self-understood that answers your question.
And Tosfos can never fully fall off Rav Misharshi?
That's what we're trying to say. That Taibis definitely doesn't. That's why Taibis says it's Yaakov Tara V'Yadir. We know Taibis doesn't fall off from Rav. I'm making this up. This is my mishigas, my craziness. That Rava at the end has harata from himself. I hope someone says it. But no one that we saw says it. So the Taibis doesn't learn that way. Taibis learns a simple shot, like the guys are telling to me that Rava doesn't have harata from Rava. Rava calls it Rava, but I'm trying to explain that it's a shitoso. That Taibis is stuck. Taibis can't learn this idea. It's not just that because Taibis feels it's daifik for Rava to be chayzer from Rava, which is true, it is daifik. But Taibis is stuck because the way Taibis learns a question, the Gemara has a real serious question, my Kamar, then you have to answer it. And there's nowhere in the Gemara that the Gemara answers it. So obviously we're sticking with the first answer. Because there's nowhere in the Gemara that the Gemara gives a different answer. But according to Rashi, that the question is a much weaker, it's a much different question, a much easier question. The clear thing, I know my Kamar, and I can read it. There's no problem, my Kamar. It reads fine. My only problem is that it seems unimportant. So all you have to do is make it important, and then you've answered the question. So It could be that once you say Hilchaseim, now it would have been nicer if the Gemara would have spelled out, but it's like it's self-understood. It's like obvious if it's Hilchaseim, so then it's important. It's 2 plus 2. Each of has its own unique characteristic, has its own unique halachas. So then you have to know what defines each of. So of course it's important to say the differences. So in Rashi, there's a potential to say such a pshat. So okay, so I'm just saying that
Maybe looking at that Rashi that Rafi quoted earlier. Yeah. It's possible that you could actually help Rebbe, because in the end of Rashi, Rashi goes through the whole thing of Loharei, and then Rashi says, Gemara Mefarish, my Loharei Kamar. It sounds like it's another shot, meaning if the end of the Gemara here is sticking with that same shot of Reb Misharshish, so then what's the Gemara Rashi saying at the end? Gemara Mefarish, my Loharei Kamar.
Because it doesn't say
he just went through the explanation. He just explained to us what it is.
I don't know. I have to look. I'm not sure if that's true, because it might not explain what the lohareis are.
Are you saying lohareis kolomar ikasarap on a shore lo nafik mavi minev? So he's going through.
Yeah, but Yitzi, Rashi might mean just what those chumras are.
Right. Oh, meaning explaining the steps on each one.
It just makes a structure, but it doesn't put the details.
Although the Mesiras HaShas does quote three dafim there, but Gemara Mefarish, at least mine on the side, says Gimel Amabez, Dalet Amad Aleph, and Hey Amad Aleph. Hey Amad Aleph is the Gemara Yissi's referring to.
Okay, I don't know.
Rabbi, why are we saying that Tosfos is saying something, saying that the Mishnah is saying something which isn't true? All those statements of Lo Harei are true. It may be
the Mishnah asks a question. Look at the Gemara. The Gemara said, look at the Gemara, the bottom of Hamaday out. Omar Amisharsh Mishmei de Rava Hochi Kamar. Litla Rachmana Tarti Vitete Ido. Write two and know the other one.
Right.
And then the Mishnah says, Hadar Omar. Who's Hadar Omar? The Mishnah. Hadar Omar. The Mishnah came back and said, Hada Me Tarti Lo Asi. One from two, you can't learn. Comes along Rava and says, Sheker, it's not true. You could learn Chada Meitarti. So the Mishnah said a lie. Mishnah was over and A.B. Rathri's got a song. You know, you're telling a lie. Mishnah says, Chada Meitarti lo asi. And the truth is, it is Chada Meitarti asi.
The Mishnah is saying this one from those two you cannot, and that is
not
correct.
It's not what the Gemara says, just for the record. The Gemara says, Chada Meitarti lo asi. It doesn't say, this one, I don't know. Pashup Shah in the words is not what the Gemara said.
Anyway, the Gemara says lichto. So the Gemara is saying it works. What
you mean? Say only these two. So then you still it didn't really lie. But push it down, that's not the word. You know, you ask a question. It's almost irrelevant. You know, the question was don't write because you learn out from two. So you say, well, you give an answer, but what about the other two? So you didn't answer. So you're
it's irrelevant.
Me.
We could say that what's it called?
It's almost like lying. It's not lying. It's Geneva's das. Geneva's das. I asked a question, write two, and you're not the other one. I say, well, you can't learn from these two but what about the other two? Oh, you could. I'm not telling you that. You know?
So that's what Lahakal Torah means. That's what Lahakal Torah is.
So that's pretty close to Sheker. That's pretty close.
It's a learning methodology.
Okay, I'm not Chas V'Sholom coming to argue with Tosfos. That's not my agenda. It's to say that Tosfos is wrong. I'm just saying it is an extremely radical thing. We don't usually have Yaakov say such a thing. The Tana asks a question, and the answer that he gave to the question does not answer the question. The very question that he asked is not answered. And instead, there's a different question, and there's a different answer which he left out. It's extremely strange. Even, you know, it's very strange. That'd be strange. So I'm just saying that in Rashi, there's at least a potential to a different shot. And it could all start. It's very nice. It's nice because it starts in a machlekes Rashi and Taisus. That what does my kamar mean? Depending on what your problem is, it's going to depend on how you're going to answer it. I'm not saying it. You want, you can learn Rashi. Like if you think Taisus is not so daichik, and you think what I'm saying is daichik, which it might be. So you want to say that Rashi agrees with Taiva, that's also fine. I'm not saying I'm right. I'm just saying it's a potential. There's a potential to learn. What?
Taisus Maikamar.
Yeah.
What's Taisus saying there?
Taiva is explaining the Gemara's Kasha. Taiva says, what's the Gemara's Kasha? Why does the Gemara not know what it means? In other words, there's a standard lo hare in shas, what it means. And over here, it doesn't fit into that standard shot. Therefore, they ask, what does it mean? Because it doesn't fit into the classical system of what lo hare means. The words lo hare have a template in shas, and it doesn't seem to fit into that template. And they're different as the words. No. Not in Taisus. In Taisus, the Taretz is that the Mishnah is asking a question of Misharsha Amar Rava, that why didn't the Torah write two and leave out the other one? That's what the Lo-Hare means. Lo-Hare means we're asking a question. Leave out, just write two and write the and leave out the other one. And that apparently does fit into the template of Lo-Hare, in which the Mishnah answered, because two from one, you can't learn. The Mishnah doesn't say a word about Hilfa's saying.
So how does he understand Rava?
Rava is coming along on his own and saying, you should say, no, that the Mishnah did not give a good answer for the question. The Mishnah's answer is only Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, but it's really not a good answer. It's just because he wanted to be Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. And the real answer to the Mishnah's question is something completely different, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah at all.
So Taisus is reading the Lahakal Torah into Rav Misharsha?
He's not reading the words. Not that's what the words are, but that's what, according to Rav Misharsha Amar Rava, that's what the Mishnah is doing. The Mishnah asks a question and it gives an answer, which is not a good answer, and it left off the true answer. And he did that because of the purpose of Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. What?
Where does Hilchos Sein fit in?
Nowhere. Nowhere in the Mishnah. It has nothing to do with the Mishnah. It's Rava on his own. Rava is saying, now that you know that the Mishnah doesn't succeed in answering his question, so now scrape the Mishnah. Forget the Mishnah. The Mishnah took us off on a Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. The Mishnah took us into outer space, beyond the Torah, beyond their world. But now let's get back to reality, which the Mishnah is not discussing. What's the truth? The truth is, why did the Torah write all the psukim? The Mishnah asked the question and never succeeded in answering it. The answer is because the Mishnah wrote it, the Torah wrote it for Hilchos Sein, but that is not in the Mishnah at all.
That's in the Torah.
According to Taisus, that's not in the Mishnah. That's the MS. And as the Mishnah is doing Yagdil Torah V'Yadir and telling you, it's like you see in a cipher that they ask a question, and based on this question, they give a whole pilpo share. And the pilpo is a rabbinical drasha. I'm sure some rabbis must do this sometime. No, they ask a question, it's a silly question, and they give this most complicated drasha in the world. But the drasha really is not true. But it's a nice drasha because it fitted in with the bar mitzvah and the ofruf. So it was, very nice and it was beautiful. Now you come along to the rabbi and say, okay, rabbi, I know you had to say that drasha because you wanted to say something nice about the bar mitzvah boy. But what's the real answer to the question you asked? Say, oh, okay, I'll tell you the real answer. It has nothing to do with my drasha. That's what I'm going to tell you is what happened here. The rabbis decided to say a drasha, which has nothing to do with truth. They went ahead and made a whole pilpul share because the Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, because they wanted, instead of the Ofruf, they wanted to do Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. So the rabbis had an agenda. They wanted to do Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. So they said a whole drasha to answer a question, but after you go through all the steps, you realize that it doesn't answer the question, right? And it just leaves you hanging. And okay, and then therefore you want to know what the real answer is. So Rava goes ahead and tells you the real answer, but it has nothing to do with the Mishnah. That's not in the Mishnah. There's no shaykhus in the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say a word about Hilchasayim. That's how Tavis reads the Gemara. Okay, now that's fine. That's Tavis says it. I just pointing out that it's a little daichik. It's more than a little daichik. It's that the Mishnah asks a question, gives an answer that doesn't answer the question, leaves you hanging in the middle, doesn't tell you that he didn't succeed in answering the question, misleads you into thinking they answered the question when they really didn't answer the question. And the real answer to the question it also leaves out. All for the sake of Yagdil Torah V'Yadir. I think it's a very strange thing. For the sake of Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, you go ahead and take me to the Mars and leave me off in outer space. So we're saying that according to Rashi, there's an easier possibility that since the only question was only the Mai Yisrich, and once we say Hilchaseyem, it makes sense why the Mai Yisrich. So then you could just say that Rava, at the end of the day, the Gemara in Achinami, when Rava says that if you can learn from Bor Bechamehana, he's having Charata and he's dropping what he said before. And now we have a different answer, and there's two answers. And there was Rava's original answer to the question of Lamai Yisrach, and then Rava's Maskana answer. And Rava in the beginning thought that you couldn't learn from Bor V'chan Hanach. You'll have to come up with some explanation why it's not so simple to learn from Bor V'chan Hanach, which I'm sure someone could be creative enough to think why it's not so simple that you can learn from Bor V'chan Hanach. Probably Shot is because Bor could be Bor might be a Bechlau an exception. Bor is like a little bit more like an Adama Mazik, and maybe a Bechlau you can make a Tzad HaShavet from Bor. I don't know.
Like Mishnah says explicitly you can make a Tzad HaShavet from Bor.
What?
The Mishnah says explicitly you can make a Tzad HaShavet with Bor.
Mishnah only says that at the end of the day, after the Torah says all four, so then we explain Bor with the Tzad HaShavet. Because we want to make a Tzad HaShavet. If the Torah only wrote two, it's very likely we wouldn't have made a Tzad HaShavet of Bor. We would have explained Bor differently. That's what I would say. Just if in my show. In other words, I would say, but I don't know, this is just off the cuff. This is not relevant. But I would say that, especially when we said that the Bor is a Chiddush, that's your moment, according to Rashi. But it's really not your moment. So we say Asoa called the Gemino. So maybe that's only after we see all the four Mazikim and we see that the Mechayim is Mamin. So we say Zemin the Fun, Bor is your Mamin. But if the Torah only wrote Bor, the Chameanach, I wouldn't have said Bor is Mamino. And I would have said Bor is an other Mamazik. The Chayim Al's Groma, whatever. That would be a different explanation of Bor. And you can't make a Tzad HaShavet from Bor altogether. You know, we would have explain Bor differently. Okay, I'm just giving a possibility. It's just throwing it out there. Okay, anyway, but that's an idea. Okay, so we're over time. I apologize. So again, if you don't mind, I just it'll give me a little bit more Yishuv Hadas for tomorrow. So I mentioned I made a mistake. I wasn't thinking. I apologize. I made a doctor's appointment for 6 o'clock last night at tomorrow, and I didn't realize that I might not make it back by 8. And because, so just so I can have a little Yishuv Hadas, so let's try and start at 8:15. I should make it back by 8:15. On the Sad Rochik that I don't make it back, I'll call Nussan Yeshaya Schwartz and we'll try and figure out a way to let people know where we're holding. If we're,